Genesis chapter 3. Let's read together. Now the serpent was the most cunning of all the wild animals that the Lord God had made. He said, and the woman, we may eat of the fruit from the trees in the garden. Let's continue. But about the fruit of the tree in the middle of the garden, God said, you must not eat it or touch it or you will die. Now let's continue. We're going up to verse 11. No, you will not die, the serpent said to the woman. Continue. I want to hear you read. Iko pale kwa screen. In fact, God knows that when you eat it, your eyes will be opened and you will be like God, knowing good and evil. Hapa sisikii watu wakisoma. Oh, amoni. Sasa simtonge hapa katikati hivi mtono. Shaviva. Kalaba. Kuja kaya hapa Shaviva. Yes. Felix. Hapa utaona, ama unaona? Unaona? Okay. Kwani nini nakuanga shida na mbele, nye watu wanaogopa mbele? Well. Sera unaona? Hapana. Hapana. Songa mahali unaona. Alright, let's read again. Then the woman saw that the tree was good for food and delightful to look at, and that it was desirable for obtaining wisdom. So she took some of its fruit and ate it. She also gave some to her husband who was with her, and he ate it. Let's read again, verse 7. So they sewed fig trees together and made loincloths for themselves. Then the man and his wife heard the sound of the Lord God walking in the garden at the time of the evening. And they hid themselves from the Lord God and among the trees of the garden. Let's continue. So the Lord God called out to the man and said to him, where are you? Okay. We are reading. Kasauti kidogo. Okay, let's repeat that verse again. Kasauti kidogo. And he said, I heard you in the garden and I was afraid because I was, so I hid. Verse 11. Then he asked, who told you? Who told you that? Okay. Who told you that you are naked? Did you eat from the tree that I had commanded you not to eat from? Okay? Wow. I want to talk about the leading of the Spirit. Alvanus spoke last week about spiritual growth. And he said about prayer, about reading your Bible, about listening to, he talked about many things. And there's this question that it's verse 10, where God in verse 11, who told you that you are naked? It is verse 9. Says, and the Lord God called to Adam and said to him, where are you? Where are you? I've been teaching about different languages that are used in the Bible. And I want just to pick one of it as I explain further what I want to talk about, leading of the Spirit. It has mamia hapa malpa moja and dajaribu kuwa ka Alvanus na Pastor Kent. Pray with me as I pray for myself. So there's something called rhetoric questions. A rhetoric question is a question where nimesimamia na pamoja. Wow. Rhetoric question is a, unaona mtu akwambia rhetoric question is a question where somebody does not need your opinion, but he has is actually sharing his opinion or his thought to you. For example, you go to work in the morning and you are late and your boss says, "What time is it?" He's not expecting you to look at your watch and say, "This is the time." Sinukweli. And inakuwa, it's a question with an opinion. He's actually telling you, you are late, but he's not saying you are late. He's asking, what time is it? For example, you are supposed to do something and you don't do as per the requirement that is there. Then you don't ask, what is this? That is a rhetoric question. Sinukweli. He's not expecting an answer. He's actually sharing his or her opinion to you. So having said that, when you look at God is asking Adam, so the Lord God called out to the man and said to him, "Where are you?" It's not that God did not know where man was, but it was a rhetoric question. So in short, God was telling man, "You're hiding." Then you find in verse 11, he's saying, "Who told you that you are naked?" Does it mean that God did not know Adam was naked? So was God requiring Adam to answer why he's naked? It was a rhetoric question. Okay? I said I'll be teaching differently from the way I'm used to Ningekwanambia. Go to verse, I'm just slowing down. I'm growing. So God's question, who told you, that question is one of the many questions that are throughout the Bible. And you'll find different verses in the Bible with the rhetoric question because the writer or the author is trying to pass a message. In this morning, my question to you is, are you led of the Spirit? Are you being led of the Spirit? Are you given to the Spirit? It's a question I want to throw our way. Just like God asked Adam, who told you? Who told you? When you go to Luke chapter 24, verse 26, I queued all those scriptures there. Luke chapter 24, verse 26 says, "Ought not Christ to have suffered these things and to enter his glory?" So it was a question. Luke 24, verse 26. He is not here. He's not this one. So that is also a rhetoric question where Jesus was actually sharing the reason why all this is happening is because he has suffered and he has entered into his glory. So he was not expecting their opinion. Okay? Are we together? Tuko pamoja? Are we together? So such questions, even when your boss is asking you that question or any person close to you asking you that question, is actually asking for your attention. It's asking for your participation in terms of your thinking, your mind, your way of looking things, your participation. Are you okay? For example, you've done something against what is expected. They will ask you, are you okay? Not for you to say, yes, I'm okay. It's bringing you to an attention. Are you supposed to work this way? Are you supposed to do this way? And that is why I keep on asking to you. I keep on asking you, and I'll keep on asking you this question. Are you led of the Holy Spirit? Are you listening to the Holy Spirit? We are talking about spiritual growth, speaking the truth in love that you may grow thereby. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 15. Now, we are looking at growth, but the things of God cannot grow in the things of God unless you are yielded to the Spirit of God. Are we together? The things of God you cannot grow unless you are yielded to the Spirit of God. And I want you to ask your neighbor again, Are you listening to the Spirit of God? This week, have you listened to the Spirit of God? Ask your neighbor. Hii juma umesikiza Roho Mtakatifu? Have you been listening to the Holy Spirit? Then ask them, did you obey if you listened? Ask them, muulize ulitii after kumsikiza? Are you listening to the Holy Spirit? You know, I was praying somewhere. On Thursday, I was praying. I was just taking time to pray. And one of the things that was ringing in my heart, even I wrote in the notebook that I was having. Having said that, from tomorrow or after this, try to look for two notebooks. Two notebooks. Number one. One will be used, you'll be writing what God is telling you. Are we together? Are you listening? You'll be writing what God is telling you. The other one will be now for, the one that you're using right now is for your notes. But make sure you have two notebooks. One is write what God is telling you. And today my bullseye, or where I'm pointing you, is to this place of, are you still operating on what God told you those many years ago? Or did you change direction? God spoke to you. Jonathan, God spoke to you in that gray diary that you wrote. Are you able to say, that which I wrote, I am still in line with it? Alvanas, ile black book, ya A5. Na strip ya red hapo kando. You wrote something that God spoke to you. Are you still in line with what God said? Are you still copied to what God told you? Or you forgot it? Because that is what God was reminding me, even because I was asking God, what should I share? But then since December, after saying it's time for growth and everything, after saying that, I didn't know what to share, and I didn't want to box God. So I took some time, I kept on praying. And this Sunday, I was really looking for a preacher among us. So I asked myself, what do I do? Then I took time to pray. And one of the questions that God asked me, and I want to ask you today. When Alvanas was saying, when we began, he didn't know what he was saying. Probably he knew what he was saying. Are you listening to the Holy Spirit? God told you where you wrote in that notebook. Let me not scare some people. But there's a gray diary, 2013. You wrote something that God spoke to you. What made you change ways? What happened? Are you still on the trajectory? Are you where you're supposed to be based on what God told you? Or have you? That's now backsliding. Now, there are many, many things that hinder us from continuing in what we've listened from God, or what we have to listen from God. It's a preconceived knowledge. Where the Spirit of God, or you hear the Word of God, but because you have a residual, a knowledge that is there, you tend to brush it away. I know it. Instead of taking time to listen. Praise God. Praise God. Am I talking to somebody? How much will I preach? And You see, like, I got a very personal instruction because I've been asking several questions in different areas. And God was telling me, some of us, we are the reason why we are not progressing. You are the reason why you are not progressing. And I kept on asking, what should we do? Is don't box God, but allow God to box you. Virginia, don't box God, but allow God to box you. In other words, fall into line with what God is doing in this season. Your tenacity, your vigorousness in the things of God has grown cold because you've decided to box God. You've decided to overlook many things that God is telling you. The Spirit of God is speaking to you. Even now, even yesterday, even the day before, God is constantly speaking. You have listened very clearly, but you are taking a slow pace because of what? Let's go to Matthew chapter 11, verse 25. Rhetoric questions. Are you listening to the Holy Spirit? Are you listening to the Holy Spirit?
Yes, Matthew 11:25.
And at that time, Jesus said, I praise you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, because you have hidden these things from the wise and learned and revealed them to infants. So who gets the revelation? An infant. An infant there is not Kezia, is not Jason, is not Ruby, is not Andrea, is not that young person, is not Momo, is not an infant person. There is about an attitude. What we miss when we are saying we are listening to the Holy Spirit is our attitude. What kind of attitude are you getting? That attitude. And that is why I say that you're banking your move or operation in the things of God based on a knowledge ya kitambo. This is how God moves. So you've mastered. And he says, you are that wise that God has hidden things. The hiding there is he's speaking, but your heart is hardened. Are you able to open Hebrews chapter 4, verse 2? I have not queued it, but just open it.
Yes, who was the healing? Heshima now to Kufu. Yes, was the healing. Heshima now to Kufu.
Hebrews chapter 4, verse 2. For we also have received the good news just as they did, but the message they had did not benefit them since they were not united with those who had it in faith. They were not united with those who had it in faith. Let's go to verse 4. Verse 3. Try verse 8. There's a verse I'm looking for. Because infancy is about an attitude. King James says he has revealed it to the babes. Looking for another verse. Let me just open that Hebrews. It is verse 15. Start from verse 14. But It's about an attitude. Therefore, since we have a great high priest who has passed through the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold fast to the confession. So there's a holding fast to the confession. How did you get born again? Confessing. Okay? Let's hold fast to the confession. Let's go to verse 15. For we do not have a high priest who is unable to sympathize with our weakness, but one who has been tested in every way as we are, yet without sin. Let's continue. Therefore, let us, you get that it's a continuation, that keep the confession. In comparison to what Jesus did, he's saying, therefore, let us approach. It's about an attitude. Let us approach the throne of grace, that we may receive grace and mercy, or mercy and find grace to help at the proper time. So it is of necessity, you as an individual. And when you look at that Hebrews chapter 4, verse 7, just go to verse 7. Okay. Again, he specifies a certain day today, speaking through David after such a long time, as previously stated. Today, if you hear his voice, do not do what? Do not do what? Do not do what? Harden your hearts. That is why I asked, are you listening to the Holy Spirit? Or is your heart hardened to what the Spirit of God is doing? God has instructed you several times, even concerning Elevate Chapel, God has instructed you, but because of your hardness of hearts, you are resisting what the Holy Spirit is telling you. Hallelujah. God has told you, plug in that place, but you are giving many excuses. Oh, am I talking to somebody? God has told you, do this, but you are having many excuses, many cares. Are you? God has told you, go visit this person. And you are buying time, looking for an appropriate time. Do you know what hardens our heart is when we are trying to look for an appropriate time to do things? That is when we are boxing God. Hallelujah. Pastor Bill, you are preaching today. Good. Pole, pole tu. Sinajaribu sana. Albanas. Ama naitaji kwa hapo. Hapo. Fred. Nimejaribu. Okay. Taki tu niwapoteze. Now, when I was talking about babies is an attitude thing, Paul says in 1 Corinthians chapter 13, when I was a child, I thought like a child. I behaved. When I was a child, I spoke like a child. I thought like a child. I reasoned like a child. When I became a man, I put aside childish things. So it means you can be a man and still have childish things. Are we together? So with that statement, I wrote a statement here, and I hope it will go well with most of us, inclusive of me. That spiritual growth can deteriorate. Spiritual growth can deteriorate. How? You as an individual, you can deteriorate in your spiritual growth. How? When you decide not to put childish things away. When I was like a man, yes, you've grown spiritually, but childish things will make you deteriorate in acting in the position you need to act in. Are we together? Are we together? So spiritual growth can deteriorate because of childishness. And we've said the childishness is an attitude. It's an attitude. Yes, the Spirit, God, Jesus has done everything that, and has given us everything that pertains to life and godliness. What do? We grow thereby. Now, in our growing thereby, if we don't put some childish things away, when I married my wife, I think I was childish in many things. Not I think, it's the truth. I was very childish. Very, very childish. And I'm using this as an example, not to boast. I'm still growing. But as time went by, I remember one day, my wife, I was intimidated of kind of sorts. You know, you will never know a lion is scared, is also scared until it reaches a place where the fear now becomes big. And when I was going for a certain meeting, I was like, do I qualify? Am I able? I remember my wife sitting me down and telling me, are you not a man? I'm like, I'm a man. Are they also men? Yes, they are men. Do they put on trousers? Yes, they put on trousers. You put on trousers. So what are you scared about? I left that place thinking. She knows this. I've told her several times. I left that place thinking, and that was a change of my life. I didn't need many classes. That was an enough class. Are you a man? Yes. You put on trousers? Yes. Are they men? Yes. Do they put on trousers? Yes. Okay. So what are you scared about? Are you listening to the Holy Spirit? It can be a person speaking to you. Are you listening to the Holy Spirit? I was still holding on to my childishness attitude. Instead of allowing the Word of God to manifest totally into my heart. Are we together? And these things, when you talk about spiritual growth, is about godliness. It's about godliness. And as to quickly, if you're writing down, and I want to encourage you, let's go back. Get your notebook. Get a notebook. Start writing down. It's an attitude issue. It's an attitude issue. Just write it down. Wherever I go, I can show you even some of the announcements, because I was writing while in bed yesterday in the evening. Like me, I use the phone when I'm on transit or when I'm gone for a meeting that I didn't carry a notebook. And I write notes. I was showing somebody, I have not since 2018 in this phone. Because I have disciplined myself, and that is how I have grown. Every day, I get somewhere, there's a teaching or a lesson. I take notes. Even if it's not making sense, I write down. If I get an idea, I've split. You see, this a Bible. I have prayers. This others. Others here is when I go to different places for sermons, I write others. Then I've written something about men. I've written something about marriage. I'm sending some text somewhere. I've written a text folder. There's a study folder. Then encouragement folder. You get the way I've broken it down. This is for me. I've written here because we are also having partners. I have a partners folder. Then I have this one. I've written inward witness. What is my inward witness? I have here. Inward witness is different from the instructions that I'm getting. I have here, this is where I go to preach once in a while, home care. I have a folder for home care. I have this is the pastor's desk. When I get an announcement or something I need to write, I have there. I'm now studying something called covenants or eschatology. I have a folder there. I'm doing the book of Romans. I'm doing personal teachings. All of them I've intentionally put there. I was studying the book of Genesis. Actually, the books of Moses are written there, explaining the books of Moses. Why am I doing that? I want to grow. Virginia, ukienda kwako, tumepanga kitchen, hapa ni mahali pa vijiko ziko, hapa ndio sahani, hapa ndio sufuria, ama unatumia new technology. So, all those things, ukienda, but when it comes to your life, you've just let it go. Your spiritual life iko tu. Nikienda kwa nyumba yako, you've cleaned, you've mopped, you've done, the things are in order. Kebo haikai kama hizi zetu. Mediocrity versus excellence. Zimejipanga, eh? Kama ni nini umefanya vizuri. Hata mpaka maybe umeka kaya tala, kaya kala, kaya tala, kaya. Umeka taya ya kala. So that when there's a moment where you want just green in the house, you switch on green. You've put some excellency on things that perish. But your spiritual life is so wanting. You're not committed. Godliness is a practice. It's a practice. You have to intentionally practice. You have to intentionally practice. When you're growing, you have to intentionally. A child will be forced to eat. But wewe kuna mtu anakulazimishanga kukula. Hata ukua mgonjwa. Wanasimanga kula tu. Kuna mtu anakushika mdomo akulazimisha. Njaa itakuzidi ukule. Bwana asifiwe. Am I talking to somebody this morning? Are you listening to the Holy Spirit? If you sit down and ask yourself questions, ask yourself, what have I been doing with what I've been listening? The Holy Spirit has been speaking to me. Right now I should be grown very fast spiritually, but I'm procrastinating. Ninavuta mguu. Ni kama ninavutwa mguu. But it's your own doing. So it is very important to be very careful not to underestimate. I want you to be very careful not to underestimate your spiritual walk. Are we together? Are we together? Are we together? Be very careful not to underestimate your guy. Let's repeat again. Be very careful not to underestimate your spiritual growth. Be very, very careful that the way you've decided to discipline yourself on some matters that are personal, discipline your spiritual walk. The things that you need to let go, let go. The things that you need to embrace, embrace. The challenge that you need to face, face. Where you need to stand up, stand up. Where you need to sit down, sit down. Bwana asifiwe. Amen. So my question, since I was once told at 20 mahali, peleka pole pole. I'm learning. Because ingekuwa, feedback is good. Feedback is good. Feedback is good. You see, me, I'm also growing. I've been intentional. Now, see, catch feelings. Wakati mtu anakupatia words that are supposed to build you. Grow. Speaking the truth in love, that you may grow thereby. So, my question to you today, what did God tell you 5 years ago? What did God tell you? Even 10 years ago, when you are in campus, you wrote something, when I'm done with campus, this is what I want to do for God. Are you doing it? When you are in your own place and you are fixed with many things in life, and you're saying, when God, my one, two, three things happen, I will do this. There's this story in the Bible. And I've read Genesis. I know you're asking me, why have you read Genesis now? There's this story in the Bible about Japheth, who made a promise to God that whoever will come out of my house, the first one, I will sacrifice for him. The only daughter was the first person to come out of the house when he was coming back from battle. And he sacrificed the daughter for the Lord. Are you up to task of what God spoke to you? Or Genesis 3, have you entertained the devil in the name of convenience, in the name of I'm waiting for the correct time, in the name of the many, many excuses that we give? Virginia, a promise that you made to God 2 years ago. You said, God, I want to be given to you. I want to be there for you. I want to change my life. I want to change my life. I want to start looking at things differently. But because of the cares of life, you've dropped the ball. God is calling us to that place. God is calling us to that place. Are you listening to the Holy Spirit? Are you listening to the Holy Spirit? Are you listening to the Holy Spirit? Or are you too busy for the Holy Spirit? Jesus says, these things have been hidden from the wise. Are you missing a lot of things because you think you're wise? Or you are looking at yourself wiser than what God is saying? Or is your attitude right for God to use you? We are growing. We are growing. We are going to grow. Both in all aspects. But it will be a very, very bad tragedy if somebody comes next Sunday and finds you to the place whereby you are still guessing the instructions that God gave you. You know, God is giving you today. Even right now, God is reminding you a lot of things that you need to change. God is reminding you of the many instructions and the commitment. Like, I went to see another person in December, and he said he had a personal conversation with God and made promises and agreed things that he needs to do. And I'm not sure if he's doing it. I don't know. But I asked myself, whatever you picked and you say, God, I commit myself. Because no one coerced you. No one pushed you. You say, I commit. Amos says, two cannot walk together unless they agree. So in your walking together with God, it means that you've agreed. So that walk is a practical walk. You have to exercise it. 1 Timothy, as I finish, is it 1 Timothy or 2 Timothy? Yes, 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 8 and 15. 2 Timothy, Paul tells Timothy, continue. 2 Timothy 3:14, continue in the things you've learned. There's a continuity that you need to have. When the Holy Spirit has spoken to you, there's a continuity you need to have. Without that continuity, you'll not be able to sustain what God wants you to do. It is in the continuity of what God spoke that we are able to sustain a move of God. Verse 11. 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 4. The continuity. You say, I want to pray, I want to pray. You've been saying that all this time. Pray. Stop saying, I want to pray. Pray. The reason why I ask every one of you here, please plug into that 15 minutes. It's intentional. We are growing in prayer. It's not just pastor to pray. That's what I told you. God gave me personal rebukes. At times we are the ones hindering you from growing because we are stepping in. But how will you grow? Practicing. spiritual growth is about practice. Sarah, it's about practice. Commitment is a practice. I practice to be committed to my wife. Huh? You get that? Are we together? I practice because every day has its own side. And I tell these people in wedding, you have to, commitment is practice. It's not a wish. It's beyond words. That unasema, today I commit myself here. Then unapata tomorrow, the thing that is coming, even if you are scared, you don't know how you'll handle it. But because you are committed, you stay. Let's read 1 Timothy chapter 1, verse 4. Remembering your tears, I long to see you so that I may be filled with joy. Let's continue. That is, no, read 1 Timothy, not 2nd, 1 Timothy. 2 Timothy, I was just paraphrasing 2 Timothy 3:14. Continue the things that you've learned there. So when you talk, okay, let's read together. And to pay attention to the myths and the endless genealogy. This promote empty speculations rather than God's plan, which operates by. How does God's plan operate? By faith. What is faith? Faith is the message. Faith is the message. We believe the message. So it operates by faith. Let's continue. Verse 15. God's plan operates by faith. I want to pick from where I'll stop today, next Sunday. We are still continuing. It will bless you. I don't know for how many weeks. I can do series for 52 plus weeks. Non-stop. 15. Now the goal of our instruction is love from a pure heart and good conscience and a sincere faith. 15. And you are doing well. Okay, verse 15. This saying is trustworthy and deserving of full acceptance. Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, and I am worst of them. Continue. Go back to verse 13. Go back to verse 13. One who was formerly a blasphemer, a persecutor, an arrogant man, since it was out of ignorance that I acted in. So how is an unbelief exercise? You acted. So not following the Spirit. What do? You're acting. So belief is done what? Is acting. Hallelujah. Confess, I have it, I have it. I have it, I have it, I have it, I have it. Now it's time to act it. Matthew 5:16, let your light so shine that men might see and glorify. How, what, do men see the Spirit? Huh? Do men see the Spirit? No. Do they, men see wind? But how do we say it's windy? When we see things blowing, right? So how will people know that you are born again? When they see you walking or following the Holy Spirit. That is how you shine your light. You don't shine your light pole by standing on the tallest mountain saying, my light is shining, my light is shining, my light is shining. A champion or a person running for a medal does not win by standing, by acting. He runs the race completely. In the same way, let your light so shine before men so that they may see your good works, their seeing works, and give glory to your Father in heaven. So today I want you to leave this place with this question. And I want you to write it down. Am I listening to the Holy Spirit? Am I listening to the Holy Spirit? And I want you to write this other question. I need to is an instruction, not a question. I need to revisit my instructions or the instruction I received from God. Number three is, I will intentionally act on the instructions of the Holy Spirit. I will intentionally act on the instructions of the Holy Spirit.
Worthy is your name, Jesus. You deserve the praise. Worthy is your name. Ah, yeah, yes, who was the healing? Heshimana to Kufu. Ah, Yesu was Tahili. Heshimana. Yes, who was the healing?
You are here, you just want to make that commitment to the instructions that God gave you. I'm giving you this opportunity. You don't have to come in front, but just take a moment and reflect. Take 2 minutes, reflect. Even as we sing, just recommit yourself. I recommit myself. I need to be in that, I need to help in that area in church. I recommit myself. I need to do this to this person. I recommit myself. I recommit myself. I have backslided. That is now backsliding. I've backslided from the instruction. When I look at my years, 5 years down the line, or when 8 years ago, or 9 years ago, my commitment to the things of God and now is totally different. I think I've backslided. I am so far. Because the moment you leave the instructions of God, like Eve and Adam, you're entertaining the devil and you're dying slowly by slowly. So you're finding that you're struggling to achieve much and yet you're not in line with the instructions of God. God said, who told you? And I'm asking you today, is it the Spirit that told you, or is it your desires? You're staying away from the instructions. There's nothing following you. It's just a decision you need to make. It's just a turnaround that you need to make today and recommit yourself and allow the Holy Spirit to be your guide. You'll need also to break some places. You'll stop going to some places. It might look like a loss or you're losing something very important, but it is for your advantage and for your good. Because God is going to bless you. God is going to stir you and give you an opportunity to be a blessing to many people. And you will be able to do many things than even what you've done before. What is God telling you today? Just open up your mouth in your self-reflection, confronting yourself with those questions.
Yes, who was the healing? Yes, he ran out to Kufu.
Kalala Mose Kridishi Dada Zolo Bradama Ziketele Diana Mosia.
Hinana Mose Nene. I will give myself to your instructions with all of my heart, with all of my mind. I will give myself to your instructions with all of my heart, with all of my strength. Jesus reigned in my soul, reigned in my soul. Jesus reigned in my soul, reigned in my soul. I will give myself.
Father, we thank you, God, even as we voice our hearts and minds to recommit ourselves to your agenda and your assignment. God, let our ears be very loud to your voice and very cold to other voices. Father, today I speak to each and every person here, God, at the sound of my voice. May they get clarity. Where there was fear, I speak boldness. Where there was no utterances, I speak utterances. Where there are closed doors, I speak open doors in the name of Jesus. That we shall stand boldly and follow the leading of your Spirit. God, in all that we do, we shall follow the leading of the Spirit. God, we shall hear and respond in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Yesu was the healing. Heshima now to me.
Amen.